It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12 noon. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. Right now it's 73 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City.
A crash at Porter Rockwell in Bluffdale. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour is developing news. The markets are giving back all last session's gains as inflation fears are rattling the markets. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is in with the latest from the 24-hour news center. Kira?
Lindsay, the Dow is down more than 1,000 points this afternoon. Inflation and a series of bad quarterly reports from major retailers like Walmart and Target are driving those markets down. Target shares tumbled 26% yesterday after it reported lower first quarter earnings than Wall Street expected. Target attributed to higher costs for fuel and employee pay. Walmart cited that for the reasons, too. The disappointing results apparently outweighed yesterday's optimism with Tuesday's short-lived market rally. Right now, the Dow down 1,062, the S&P down 150, and the NASDAQ is off 525. Reporting live, Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
Kira, thank you. The shortage in baby formula is prompting a lot of interest in local milk banks from people in need and potential donors. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke is live with more. Mark?
Milk banks say they're getting inquiries daily from mothers seeking donated milk as an option for those babies as we continue to deal with this formula shortage. But right now they're having to turn most people away. They say milk donated to the bank goes first to hospitals for use in their neonatal intensive care units. Then they're used for people with other medical needs. But they say if they had enough donors and enough milk, they could be able to make more available. Still, it would be based on priority and need. Until recently, they say, there's actually been a shortage of donors, blaming the pandemic. But they've had a lot of new potential donors reach out to them lately and hope their supply ultimately can increase. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mark. The First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, out with a video on the U.S. baby formula shortage. American authorities are arranging the import of formula from European companies while fast-tracking the ramp-up of production domestically. Dr. Murthy cautioned parents not to take matters into their own hands.
Make sure you never water down formula, and don't make your own at home or use toddler formula to feed infants. These are not solutions that we would consider safe.
The video also offered a toll-free helpline for parents who are searching for formula. Senate Republicans calling on the Biden administration to ramp up domestic oil production with gas prices showing no sign of coming down. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says high prices in sectors beyond energy are stretching everyday Americans.
My neighbor is so excited. He just filled up his gas tank for $28. The bad news is it was his lawnmower. And I think that kind of reflects the sentiments in America today.
The Biden administration says it's the oil companies who are leaving thousands of approved permits go unused. Gas prices have inched upwards again this month after stabilizing last month. Here in Utah, we've reached a shiny new record for gas prices. It's now $4.59 per gallon, according to AAA. Salt Lake driver Jessica Taggart says she's had to think more about gas when planning her visits out of the house.
I've been walking a lot more to parks close by or like to coffee down the street, work from home, which I know is obviously not a tip, but I wish everybody could. It's so much better.
The national average now sitting 3 cents lower than Utah's average at $4.56 a gallon. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Women's soccer players have been fighting for equal pay for years. Today, they got it.
U.S. soccer star Alex Morgan said earlier this year when the U.S. Soccer Federation announced a $24 million settlement over equal pay for women players.
This is just such a monumental step forward.
And now another step. U.S. Soccer's governing body says as a part of the Federation's collective bargaining agreements with both the men's and the women's teams, they've reached a deal to pay both sexes matching money, including World Cup prize money, which will be pooled and divided among the players through the length of the contract, which expires in 2028. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
President Biden's efforts to revive gun reform in Congress is still falling flat, even after an impassioned speech after this weekend's Buffalo supermarket shooting. That speech focused on the role not just of firearms, but racism and extremist violence. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
I think what we saw yesterday was the president saying at least what we can begin to do is talk more openly about what is going on, more openly about white supremacy sort of growing in this country, that maybe sunlight can be a disinfectant here if the country starts talking about the need to root this out.
Police say the accused gunman who killed 10 people at that supermarket had a racist agenda. Another 3 people were hurt. Some groups are calling for a closer look at the ability of people to broadcast their actions on live streams on the internet in the wake of the Buffalo shooting. Critics of the service wonder if live streams are needed at all, because once clips from the streams appear, they're almost impossible to completely erase. And coming up on KSL, Utah State Lab helping to figure out if there's life in space, and a look at your noontime drive.
A crash with injuries in Bluffdale, an auto versus motorcycle at Porter Rockwell Boulevard west of I-15 at Freedom Point Way. That's approximately 154th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
We continue the search for answers.
They carried out what authorities have called domestic terrorism.
The more details, the more frustration there is across the country.
Get updates every 30 minutes this week and breaking news as soon as it breaks on KSL News Radio.
NMLS 1817019.
What's a freedom loan? This is Rod with LendRight Mortgage. Here's an example. On the day this ad was recorded, the largest credit union in Utah quoted a 30-year rate of 4.875% with over $8,000 in closing costs. LendRight's Freedom Loan APR is 4.625% and covers 100% of the closing costs for the same $647,000 loan amount. So you get a 0.25% lower rate, a lower monthly payment, and we pay all the closing costs. Save thousands in upfront costs and get a lower rate. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Declare freedom from higher rates and fees with the Freedom Loan. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. That's why they call her the Master of Moolah, the Sultan of Savings, the Queen of Cash. And now, also with Xfinity Internet, you can get unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment, and a free Flex 4K streaming box included with a 2-year rate guarantee and no term contract. All for just $30 per month when you add an Xfinity mobile plan at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New fast internet 300 megabits per second customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Right now, water heaters are on sale at Any Hour Services. Schedule a free estimate today to see how much you'll save. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Welcome back. Recapping our top local story, the stock market has been tumbling over the last few hours as inflation fears are rattling the markets. The Dow right now is off over 1,000 points. That's down a full 3 1/3 percentage points right now. The S&P also off over almost 4 points, and the NASDAQ down as well 4.5 points. We'll continue to follow that here on KSL News Radio. Is there life in space? A Utah State Space Lab is working to figure that out.
U.S. intelligence say they have more than 400 reports of UFOs that they can't explain and are asking the public to report any sightings. Meanwhile, Utah State researchers are developing technology to use on the Roman Space Telescope. This spacecraft is designed to identify planets that could sustain life. The telescope is slated to launch in May of 2027, so you'll have to stay tuned to see whether or not we are alone in this vast universe. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency? Well, at the office, Wade Matthews is a spokesman for the Utah Division of Emergency Management. He tells KSL News Radio's Dave Andujanovic what you might need if disaster strikes while you're away from home.
Have a good, sensible pair of shoes,
under your desk. So in an emergency, take off the high heels and put on some tennis shoes and hiking boots, and if you have to get out of the area.
Matthews recommends having some food and water on hand in case you can't leave your office during an emergency. Go to BeReadyUtah.gov for more information. Pleasant Grove police say a man is behind bars on suspicion of driving under the influence. Officers responded around midnight to a car that drove off I-15, crashed down a hill, then got stuck in a tree. Salt Lake Animal Services announcing a $5,000 reward for information leading to the identity and arrest of the person who threw a puppy from a moving car on Friday. Two-month-old Malin is recovering from surgery on her broken legs. If you have any information, call police. Turning now to Utah's roads, KSL News Time, just a little late at 12:10. Ricky Meese, how we looking?
We have a few problems out there in Bluffdale. An auto versus motorcycle bike with injuries in at Porter Rockwell Boulevard at Fremont Point Way. Now, this is approximately 154th South, just to the west of I-15, and it is in the cleanup stages. A crash called out in Salt Lake City at West Temple and 1700 South. And a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up of a three-vehicle accident eastbound 90th South prior to the I-15 junction, and it has been jamming up traffic in that area. For those who are on the Valley freeways, you're looking at a good drive with no problems. Time to upgrade your entry or garage door. Call for a free estimate on a beautiful, secure, price Guaranteed Door, 801-975-7575. Prices Guaranteed Doors. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Gorgeous today. Let's get a look at our 7-day forecast.
Today marks the peak of our midweek warm-up. Highs will top out in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows into the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, increased cloud cover, windy out of the west, but mild in the mid-70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, a Boys and Girls Club in Midvale getting a huge donation to help local teens. We'll go in depth on that in just a few minutes on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's All-Day Companion for news.
Are you worried about mortgage rates rising? Did you know that rates are still historically low? At Uniform Services Veterans Mortgage, we can help you learn how to actively manage a mortgage. Whether it's using equity to pay off high-interest debt, lowering your rate, or getting you into the home of your dreams, we strive to help you achieve your financial goals. Call USVM at 801-335-5888 and work with a local mortgage broker that is dedicated to helping you with all of your mortgage needs. Again, that's 801-335-5888 or visit us at usvm.com. NMLS
1022989. May is Mental Health Awareness Month and a time for us to prioritize our physical and psychological well-being. When mental health and substance use disorders are treated as choices that can be controlled rather than medical conditions that can be managed and treated, those suffering feel isolated and ashamed. Huntsman Mental Health Institute believes that a healthy mind is an inherent part of a healthy body and that physical and mental health should be seen equally. Eliminating shame, fear, and discrimination associated with mental health is an important step in empowering individuals to get the help they need. Huntsman Mental Health Institute wants to foster more open conversations about mental health through community events, sharing information, and highlighting resources available to support those living with mental illness. Help normalize the conversation about mental health. Learn more at hmhi.utah.edu. That's hmhi.utah.edu.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
We did it. We time traveled to yesterday.
Wait, Progressive covers us 24/7, but we just created an 8-day week, and it's 24/7 coverage, not 24/8. We gotta go back.
Are you joking right now?
Shh, I'm calling them. Hi, I have a question about time travel.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If someone relies on your financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Typically, life insurance gets more expensive as you age, so it's smart to get a policy sooner rather than later. Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find and buy the insurance you need. Head to PolicyGenius.com and answer a few questions, and in minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies to find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The team of licensed experts at Policy Genius will help you understand your options and apply for the policy you choose. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. You can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. Policy Genius doesn't see your info to third parties. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com.
UACPA represents the interests of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Find a CPA that's right for you at UACPA.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Dow is off more than 1,000 points this afternoon. Inflation and a series of bad quarterly reports from major retailers like Walmart and Target are driving the markets down. I'm KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
Second, the shortage in baby formula is prompting a lot of interest in local milk banks, but they're having to turn many people away. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Scanners calling out a rollover crash with possible injuries. This is Redwood Road, approximately about 180th south, and this is going to be in the Bluffdale area. We're trying to find out a little bit more information. If you're going to be traveling that stretch between Bluffdale and Camp Williams, keep an eye out for emergency crews arriving. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
80s today with a cooling trend starting tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it is 73 degrees and lovely sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Ukraine, Russian soldier. It was in court in Kyiv today, in the first war crimes trial since the start of the conflict in Ukraine. He pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. The tip of the iceberg, says ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Bucha.
I've counted the freshly dug graves behind me just in this one area of the cemetery. I counted 86. A small number have yellow and blue flags over them. Those are military people who were killed in the war. But we know that many, many civilians are buried here, and we know that many of those civilians were shot at close range. They had their hands tied.
For the first time ever, the average gas prices are now topping $6 a gallon in California. With gas prices showing no sign of coming down, Senate Republicans calling on the Biden administration to ramp up domestic oil production. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says more supply needs to be circulated into the marketplace.
Domestic production, our own energy, is an asset and not a liability. That then sends a signal to the markets that can be real, that can be immediate, and can be transformative.
The Biden administration says oil companies are leaving thousands of approved permits going unused. And to the supply problems of baby formula in the U.S., U.S. authorities now arranging the import of formula from European countries. The First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy putting together an informational video for parents.
As we increase supply from imports, you may see different brands at your store. I know that can feel like a big change, and it can be scary. But all infant formula on the shelf is safe for your baby.
The administration also fast-tracking the ramp-up production domestically of baby formula. In Minnesota, the attorney general says Thomas Lane, one of the former police officers involved in George Floyd's killing, pleading guilty to second-degree manslaughter. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth.
Heart of Utah on Utah's new news.
At-risk teens are about to get a new and improved community resource. A company called Aaron's pitched in $20,000 to upgrade the teen room at the Midvale Boys and Girls Club. Amanda Rehughes is the CEO of the Clubs for Greater Salt Lake.
COVID-19 really took a toll on our kids and our community, especially here in Midvale. Those kids who've been coming to our clubs every day, this was the place that they relied on more than anything. But what we really need to do now is share this space with all of the kids in Midvale. We really want to have teens come in and find and discover that this is a cool place. This is a fun place for them and a place that they may not have thought of before. So the ability to have a fun place, a place that's designed by their friends and their peers for teens, by teens, is going to be, tremendous in our ability to attract and retain new teen members to our Boys and Girls Club.
Yoel TC is the president of the teen club. She says the impact on the club is going to be huge.
This means so much to me, to everybody in the club, to everybody coming down. It's going to make everybody feel more welcome. It's going to be Boys and Girls Club is a safe club to me. It's a safe place for me.
And the club hopes the renovation will help the teens feel safe and in a healthy environment. Such lovely news there. Ricky Meese turning out of Utah's roads. How are we looking?
We do have some problems. We're getting reports of a possible rollover crash on Redwood Road. It's going to be about 180th South in the Bluffdale area. We just don't have a lot of information about it yet. So it's not going to be too far away from the Camp Williams area. If that's your direction of travel, keep an eye out for it. Also, a KSL traffic trooper reporting a crash eastbound 90th South prior to I-15. That's going to be involving three vehicles there. And the cleanup of a crash in Salt Lake at West Temple and 1700 South. The Nauvoo, looking for the perfect downtown spot for lunch? The Nauvoo is open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, go to thenauvoo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together. Let's get a look at our 7-day forecast.
It's shaping up to be a warm Wednesday. Highs will top out right around 81 with mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, cold front on the doorstep. We'll go mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. And windy out of the west. Overnight Thursday into Friday morning, there's a chance for showers, leaving Friday chilly in the low 60s and partly cloudy. Saturday, we go mostly sunny, high of 67, and then Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. Pushing into next week, we return to 80s as early as Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's a beautiful sunny 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City right now. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And coming up on KSL, a Texas mom shelling out more than $91,000 on DoorDash after her toddler got a hold of her phone. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Fish's RV's bringing the early season heat. We're ready to leave winter behind and get back on that outdoor grind. It's go time. Spring camping season's here, and Fish's RV wants to help you get out and go play like yesterday. Come Fishify your camping season during the Fish's RV Memorial Day Sale, happening right now. Get employee pricing on new RVs. You pay what we pay. We're talking huge deals on fifth wheels, travel trailers, motorhomes, toy haulers, and more. We're also giving you even more ways to save with summer savings scratcher tickets. Scratch your way to extra discounts or prizes, like $500 off the already discounted price of your RV, free propane refills, even some killer vicious swag. We're also giving you more than top trade-in offers on all trades, and no payments until August on approved credit. And because we're dedicated to giving you the best camping experience possible, we're even open on Memorial Day during the Fish's RV Memorial Day Sale, happening right now at the Redwood Road exit off 215 in North Salt Lake. Fish's RV, where memories begin.
Have you ever been on a date where you split the check? It's pretty nice, right? You know what's even nicer? When you buy a home with Homie, they split up to half the commission with you. Let's do some back-of-the-napkin math. If you buy a home at the current median home price, you could get $8,000 back to cover closing and other costs. Visit homie.com/buy to get started with Homie and go Dutch on your next home purchase. That's homie.com/buy.
Zeus here.
Sorry about that. Zeus here. God of thunder, inventor of fire. My resume is awesome. Look, fire is one of my most epic creations, but it doesn't belong on the road. And trailer chains can spark a wildfire if you let them drag. So just make sure your trailer chains are all tightened up. Otherwise, you will be on the highway to Hades. Know what I mean? Tighten up loose trailer chains. Use your fire sense.
Across Utah's Hogle Zoo, the new day is heralded by some of nature's most recognizable calls. First, from the African savannah comes the unmistakable whoa, as visitors witness the majesty of the elephant. Next, hear the ooh of thrilled children as the rocky shore's mighty polar bear swims right past the glass. And, of course, the ah, as guests experience the thrill of an eye-level encounter with a full-grown Amur tiger in the Asian highlands. Finally, if one listens closely near the toddler gorilla, one may even hear the ah's elusive cousin, the aw. Come experience distant wonders close to home. Reserve your tickets at hoglezoo.org.
Get a preseason AC tune-up for only $33. This $33 AC tune-up won't last, so take action. Call Action Plumbing Air and Electric at 833-3333.
We do have some breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Murray High School student parents, you'll want to listen up to this. Murray High School students are being excused early because of a widespread power outage. Class was dismissed at noon, and getting home could be a little bit tricky for kids if they take the bus, since buses won't be leaving the school till around 2 p.m. Parents can get the latest updates on the school and district websites. Again, that's Murray High School for Murray High School parents. A Texas mom shelled out more than $91 on DoorDash after her toddler ordered 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
So when they asked me, hey, your order is going to be a little bit longer because it's quite a big order, I said, okay. And then I heard a door knock and I came out, and it turns out they were at our house, and she was like, it's your 31 burgers?
She tells CNN her two-year-old Barrett placed the order on her unlocked phone. That would definitely be something my kid would do. All right, we're watching Utah's Money, and Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford are teaming up to work on the latest addition to the Yellowstone series. It'll join up with the so-called origin story of the franchise called 1883. The new series has a working title, 1932. The biggest flight attendant union is backing Frontier's bid to buy Spirit Airlines. The Association of Flight Attendants is made of crews from both airlines. The union says the deal would protect flight attendants from getting laid off during the merging process. Meanwhile, JetBlue is also trying to buy Spirit Airlines. Inflation in the United Kingdom just hit a 40-year high. UK officials say consumer inflation hit 9% over the last year, up from 7% in the last month's rate. At the same time, British homes are facing a 54% jump in gas and electricity bills. Still following this developing story of our market numbers here locally, we are having a rough day on Wall Street in the last few hours. The Dow has tumbled. Inflation fears continue to rattle the markets. Target lost more than a quarter of its value, which is dragging down other retailers along with it. Meanwhile, company profits are down in the face as they're faced with higher prices for fuel and other essentials. Markets at this moment, the Dow is off over 1,000 points right now. That's 3.13%. The S&P is off a full 3.5%, and the NASDAQ off as well, 4.33%. Portuguese health authorities have confirmed 5 cases of monkeypox in young men, making an unusual outbreak in Europe of a disease typically limited to Africa. British health authorities said earlier this week they had identified 4 cases of monkeypox spread in London. Spain's health ministry said it had detected 8 suspected cases of monkeypox that still need to be confirmed. The disease belongs to a family of viruses that include chickenpox and smallpox.
KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues.
We're broadcasting live from 5 counties in 6 weeks.
Talking to communities while in those communities about their challenges and successes.
This Thursday, we're live in Weber County talking about the Weber School District, Southern Weber County, and of course, Ogden and Weber State.
KSL's 100th anniversary tour, live Thursday from Weber County, from 5 all the way till noon on KSL News Radio.
40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. Since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet is 100% tailored to you by using bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. 40 days up to 40 pounds can be a real thing. Unlike other weight loss systems, NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Located close by in Salt Lake City or from home with live online video consultations, call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or go to NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
Traffic and weather together. Let's go to Ricky Meese now in the KSL Traffic Center.
Valley Freeway traffic looks really good right now, and it looks like some of the delays we saw eastbound 90th south prior to the I-15 junction are starting to ease a bit from that multiple vehicle accident we had. But we also still have a rollover crash we just haven't been able to peg down. It's been reported on Redwood Road in the Bluffdale area north of Camp Williams. The 3-for-1 sale is happening at all 13 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations. Get carpet, pad, and installation for one low price, plus a free premium pad upgrade. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get outdoors after work today. It is gorgeous. Highs in the low 80s, mostly sunny skies, and light and variable winds. Overnight lows in the upper 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy out of the west, and highs in the mid-70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos all this week. And KSL's top national story, top story this hour is breaking news, and it is news here locally. Senator Mike Lee won't be at the primary debate sponsored by the Utah Debate Commission on June 2nd, but he will be at the debate sponsored by the Utah Republican Party being held now, we know, the day before June 1st. Lee claims the debate commission wasn't willing to work with the Utah GOP. He accuses the commission of wanting Democrats and unaffiliated members to be involved in those Republican primary debates. The two other candidates running for Utah's Senate, Becky Edwards and Ali Isom, have said they will be at both debates. Other stories KSL is following. Salt Lake County leaders are giving a thumbs up to a plan for future growth in the west side. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
About 60% of Salt Lake County's growth in the last 20 years has been in the western third of the county. And to get ready for more growth in the unincorporated areas, Salt Lake County Council has now approved a general plan for the west side. It includes a general idea on population density, transportation, and conservation. Though Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton told the council last week that the plan is not set in stone.
It's not a zoning designation. But what we've tried to do is put density in place that seems to make sense, knowing that we want long-term transportation infrastructure to meet what that could possibly be instead of the other way around.
The plan has been in the works for 4 years and went through multiple public comment periods with thousands of comments. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is getting ready for a bunch of road construction projects they have planned for this year, most of them happening over the summer. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has what to expect.
Utah Department of Transportation spokesperson John Gleason says there are certain times a year when it's better to put down pavement.
The old joke was that there were two seasons in Utah, winter and construction.
In Salt Lake County, he says there'll be construction on southbound I-215, eastbound I-80, and Redwood Road. But with so much construction happening statewide, he recommends checking UDOT's website before you go on a road trip.
That will give you all of the information on the construction projects across the state and what you might expect in terms of delays, or if you should adjust your travel or travel at a different time.
Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
And following this developing story, our markets deep in the red today. Retail stocks are dragging the numbers down, with Target losing more than a quarter of its value. Company profits are tanking as the price of fuel and other essentials is skyrocketing. We're going to go in depth on this topic with a certified financial planner in just a few minutes. But the Dow at this moment is off over 1,000 points. That's 3.33%. Senate Republicans want the Biden administration to ramp up domestic oil production to curb rising gas prices. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says those prices can't fully be blamed on the war in Ukraine.
Yes, there is a war. Yes, we recognize that. But these price increases started long before Putin crossed into Ukraine.
The Biden administration says it's the oil companies who are leaving thousands of approved permits unused. One of the officers involved in the death of an unarmed black man in Minneapolis has pleaded guilty.
A guilty plea from former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane of second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. The plea allows Lane to avoid a state trial for his role in Floyd's killing and instead face sentencing. Lane had been accused of holding down Floyd's legs. His fellow officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck, killing him. Two other officers are still facing trial for their alleged roles. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says Lane's acknowledgement he did something wrong is an important step toward healing the wounds of the Floyd family, our community, and the nation. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The invasion of Ukraine.
The first war crimes trial since the invasion of Ukraine began today in Kyiv. A Russian soldier pleaded guilty to shooting and killing a 62-year-old civilian.
This is a test case. They want to use this case and show the world that they are going to try any Russians in their custody. We believe there are more Russian soldiers who are accused of war crimes in their custody. Some might be tried in absentia, Russian soldiers who they actually can't get their hands on.
That's ABC's Tom Suffy Burridge reporting. Turkey is threatening to block Finland and Sweden's access to NATO, but Finland's president is confident they'll be able to reach an agreement.
All NATO member countries must unanimously agree to any new member, but Turkey has said it opposes Sweden and Finland joining because of their alleged support for Kurdish militants. Finnish President Niinistö saying, quote, Turkey's statements have changed very quickly and hardened in recent days, but I am sure that we will resolve the situation with constructive talks, end quote. Niinistö will meet with President Biden in Washington on Thursday. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And coming up on KSL, as you heard, Sweden and Finland might be joining NATO. What would the impacts of this be? And a look at your noontime drive.
A very nice commute to be out and about for a bite to eat, whether you're on the freeways or the main secondaries in Salt Lake County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time. 1236.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
People reporting hearing gunfire.
End of the afternoon. Catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
The newest innovation in peaceful protesting. People gluing themselves to stuff.
Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
This is the time of year when so many great things are unfolding and happening. Maybe you've got a graduate. Maybe Father's Day is now just around the corner. Make sure you provide the gift of great entertainment from Hale Center Theater. Everybody loves Hale Center Theater, and whether it's tickets for The Light in the Piazza, enjoying the School of Rock, which is so much fun, coming up, it's Silent Sky, The Unsinkable Molly Brown, Lucky Stiff, The Little Mermaid. There are so many things in the offing. Make sure you have your tickets locked down right now, and pretty soon they're going to announce the next season of amazing presentations at Hale Center Theater. We loved, by the way, the School of Rock. I am so looking forward to The Light in the Piazza, which Dee and I are going to see very, very soon now. Hale Center Theater, and all you have to do is go to hct.org or call 984-9000 or stop by the box office.
Being a giant in our city means giving exceptional and distinguished service, as well as extraordinary professional achievement. That's why at the Salt Lake Chamber, they find those who are giants in the area, then decide who's the most worthy of being honored with the most prestigious business award in Utah, the Giant in Our City Award. This year, another giant will be recognized for making their own giant impact, Ray Pickup. Join the Salt Lake Chamber and honor Ray Pickup with WCF Insurance on May 19th at the Grand America Hotel. Whether donating time to the local food bank or raising funds for a grant program, Ray and WCF Insurance are among the first to lend a helping hand. This unconditional giving is at the heart of Ray's very nature, recognized by everyone who knows him. For more information, visit slchamber.com and join together to celebrate Ray's accomplishments and dedication to the community. That's slchamber.com.
If you've been injured in an accident, call the Good Guys. Visit us at goodguyslegal.com.
Good, 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 good guys.
Welcome back. Recapping our top story this hour, markets in a free fall. The Dow now down 1,120 points right now. That's 3.43%. Other markets having a rough day, too. The S&P is off nearly 4 points. The NASDAQ down over 4 points right now. We'll continue to follow that here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1238. Sweden and Finland might be joining NATO soon. Joining me now, Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 today on KSL News Radio. Boyd, what impact is this going to have on NATO alliances?
Well, I think it's one, I think it's important for both Finland and Sweden. This is a significant thing. They've remained neutral for so long, and it clearly shows how they view Russia's aggression into Ukraine, that they feel like they have to be part of an alliance, and really putting the rest of the alliance members on notice that if Russia comes into our territory, we expect you to show up and to be fully supportive there. So I think that's an interesting component to all of this. Vladimir Putin, of course, has rattled his saber a lot on this. At first, he was threatening a lot of things if they were to join. Now he's sort of softened that a little bit. Vladimir Putin has said he's not worried about Sweden and Finland joining there unless there is NATO infrastructure. So if there are, you know, anti-missile batteries and so on, he would see that as a direct threat. And of course, the other interesting impact on all of this is Vladimir Putin is actually using this to his advantage inside of Russia. It really helps his narrative that this is really the West conspiring. It's us against them kind of thing. And so he's been playing that very loudly inside of Russia.
How long does the ink take to dry, so to speak, on these this type of paperwork? Is it something where Putin could act before, so to speak, the ink is dry?
Vladimir Putin could act at any time on anything. He is operating in a very small circle. I think it's a circle of about one right now, his inner circle. So there's always that volatility there. I don't imagine that he would do anything before they were formally recognized as part of NATO. You've been reporting earlier about Turkey. Turkey could have a veto there. But it sounds like both Sweden and Finland are confident that they can negotiate with Turkey to make sure that all gets done.
All right. We'll watch and see. And more today, 1 to 3 Inside Sources with host Boyd Matheson there on KSL News Radio. Turning now to Utah's roads. Ricky Meese, how we looking?
It's a really nice drive on the Valley freeways, but a new crash called out in Weber County. This is northbound Harrisville Road at Washington Boulevard in Ogden. Northbound lanes are blocked just north of that intersection. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a look at our 7-day forecast with Matt Johnson.
Mother Nature making it easy for us today. Highs will top out in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows, upper 50s. And for tomorrow, an approaching cold front will bring in more cloud cover, winds out of the west, and highs in the low 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it is 73 degrees and beautiful in downtown Salt Lake City.
Check out these offers from Whipple Service Champions, a $27 AC tune-up that will keep your cooling system running smoothly and efficiently. A $37.50 drain cleaning where they'll unclog any drain, including the main line. $75 off any plumbing, heating, electrical, drain, or electrical repair of $275 or more. $1,275 off a home backup generator to keep those lights on when the next power outage hits. Or trade in your old comfort system for a high-efficiency system. Get up to $4,500 for your trade. No hassle, and your comfort is guaranteed. Call 801-444-FAST, and one of their A-plus certified, background-checked, drug-tested technicians will come and provide you the five-star service you deserve. Whipple Service Champions is a 9-time best-of-state winner and will do the job right the first time. Give Whipple a call at 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Gas prices are so high. Just today, we've hit a record high across the nation.
It jumped nearly 20 cents in Utah just yesterday.
The prices just keep climbing. Utah has neared a new record high for gasoline prices.
I'm Congressman John Curtis, and over the last few months, I've driven thousands of miles across this district. And like most Utahns lately, I'm shocked at the prices at the gas pump. With skyrocketing inflation impacting us all at the grocery store and family budgets getting squeezed by record gas prices, we don't have time to wait to take action. These issues not only impact our families and wallets, but also jeopardize our national security. It's time to stop the hypocrisy of buying dirty fuels from Russia while shutting down our domestic energy producers who hold the key to energy independence and emissions reductions. I'm Congressman John Curtis, candidate for Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Curtis for Congress.
Coming up at the Symphony, the Utah Symphony season comes to a close with two unforgettable programs. Hear the symphony Sibelius believed was thrown down to him by the Almighty as pieces of a mosaic for heaven's floor, along with a musical river journey with Smetana's The Moldau. May 20th and 21st at Maurice Abravanel Hall. Then, on May 27th and 28th, Terry Fisher conducts Beethoven's Violin Concerto with guest soloist Veronica Eberle, along with Ravel's breathtaking ballet score, Daphnis et Chloe. Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a performance at Abravanel Hall, utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
UDOT says there'll be a lot of summer road construction. The department recommends checking their website for current projects before you head out on summer road trips. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, Senator Mike Lee's spokesperson says a debate sponsored by the Debate Commission on June 2nd won't involve Mike Lee. The senator will be at the debate sponsored by the Utah Republican Party the day before. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A crash with injuries in Ogden tying up traffic at the intersection of Harrisville Road and Washington Boulevard. That's actually very close to 2nd Street. You're going to see lanes blocked in multiple directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warm and sunny skies turn windy tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, a beautiful 73 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Fearing new Russian aggression as exhibited in Ukraine, Finland and Sweden formally applying to join the NATO alliance today. At the White House minutes ago, President Biden, who will host the two countries' leaders in Washington tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a call months ago from the president of Finland, wanted to come and see me. I saw him. He told me what he was thinking about, and I got a call that both the leader of Finland and Sweden are coming to see me on Thursday. I think we're going to be okay.
Russian leader Putin has threatened consequences if the two nations join the Western alliance. A guilty plea from former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane of second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. He was one of the officers involved, along with Derek Chauvin. The plea allows Lane to avoid a state trial for his role in Floyd's killing and instead face sentencing. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. The stock market has had a rough day today. It's been falling steadily over the last few hours, now sitting down over 1,000 points. The Dow is, I should say. The S&P and NASDAQ are off as well. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline, DMBA Certified Financial Planner, Shane Stewart. Shane, just give us the recap here. What is going on?
Yeah, well, we've had several months now of inflation talk, war talk, and those things give the market jitters. Today, we add to that some earnings reports from certain companies, strong companies, who sure had earnings, but not as good as we thought they might be. And so that gives the market jitters as well. To put this in perspective, we've had these significant drops like this before, which is not meant to make us feel better about it, but we've also had significant ups interspersed between those. So you never know if tomorrow might be the day that it goes up 1,100 instead of down.
Yeah, it's an important point. And I love when we have you on the line because it does feel a little bit scary when you see those numbers at first. We had companies like Target come out with their earnings report and talk about how their earnings were way off today. That kind of spurred some of this drop in the market. Do you think these companies will make any price adjustments now that their earnings are much lower?
Well, they could, and in fact, that's the whole idea behind slowing the economy down. The good news about inflation is that it meant the economy was running so well, it was running too well, and things like the Fed raising rates and other things are meant to slow it down. The short-term pain of that is that you're right. So companies like a Target, et cetera, will have to find ways to compete and to perform, and they may have to pass that along in either increases in prices or in not hiring as many people as they used to hire as well.
I always call my husband on days like today and say, maybe we should put a little money in the market today. It's an off day, but what's your biggest advice for us typical Utah families in the face of this kind of dip today?
Yeah, well, that is a great advantage for those who are still in the workforce, the ability to continue to contribute to retirement accounts. This is the time to do it. When markets are down, add to it, increase what you're putting in. For those who aren't adding and or are upset or scared about their values going down, again, keeping that in perspective that markets are cyclical, they do come back around. And the worst time to sell your investments is when they're down. It's better to wait till they come back up in order to do so.
All right. Joining me live now, the KSL Newsline, DMBA Certified Financial Planner Shane Stewart, giving us some perspective today as the Dow is off over 1,000 points right now.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.